Friday, May 14th, 2021. I'm Emma Lieberman, and welcome to TMI Daily, your daily roundup of everything people are talking about online, since they're not allowed to talk about it in person. Trump's sycophant, Elise Stefanik, has replaced Liz Cheney in the Republican leadership, once again showing that the only way a woman can get ahead in the GOP is by doing exactly what a man tells her to. Trader Joe's is the first store chain to drop mask requirements for fully vaccinated people. Customers shouldn't worry about being exposed to unmasked people who haven't been vaccinated, though, as no one who thinks the pandemic is a hoax can afford to shop at Trader Joe's. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine announced that the state lottery will hold 5 weekly drawings of $1 million for residents who get vaccinated. Sadly, if you're not one of the 5 lucky $1 million winners, you're stuck with the consolation prize of just not dying from a deadly virus. The inventor of the Post-it note, Spencer Silver, died this week at 80 years old. Or maybe it was last week? I don't remember when I put the note to write a joke about this on my wall. This October, Russia is planning on sending a director and actress to the International Space Station to film the first narrative movie in space, months before the proposed Tom Cruise in space film is set to begin production, making this Hollywood Sputnik. Wow. Isn't it kind of sad that everyone would get that reference is probably dead? Former American Idol contestant Doug Kuiker was arrested for domestic violence, which follows current season contestant Caleb Kennedy being removed from the show for a KKK video. This can all be seen on Fox's American Idol / America's Most Wanted crossover episode. Booking.com will rent a replica of the Friends site to fans for $19.94 a night. The price reflects both the year the show took place and the last time young people could afford rent in New York City with only one other roommate. HBO has canceled this week's episode of Real Time with Bill Maher after a fully vaccinated Maher tested positive for COVID-19, proving that smugness does not prevent coronavirus. Today, ABC renewed Blackish for its 8th and final season, which means that after next season, Blackish will go dark. Angelina Jolie's new film, Those Who Wish Me Dead, was released today. And shockingly, despite the title, it has nothing to do with Brad Pitt or John Voight. Now let's send it over to tonight's TMI Daily Cast and Crew Roundtable. Stay safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of TMI Daily. I'm Veronica Aiello, and as always, I'm joined by some of my TMI Daily crew, and Kyle, one of the hosts of the I Hate Musicals podcast. Let's go around and say hello to everyone watching at home or listening to our TMI Daily podcast. Sorry, I'm out of breath, but I just ran up like 3 flights of stairs. Pete, let's start with you.
I just realized I'm not on camera.
Oh, we can see you.
What the hell did I do? Okay, I am on camera, but I'm technically not. This is what happens when you're trying to do too many things at once. But thankfully, this is not because of a hangover from day 2 of the Moderna shot. So it's just incompetence.
It could have been a superhero side effect, and you turned invisible from the Moderna shot.
It's very possible.
Elizabeth.
Hi, everybody. It's the weekend, and I'm getting my first haircut in, let's see, a year plus 6 months. So almost 18 months. Very excited tomorrow.
That's awesome. I can't wait till I get
my going to have her buzz it right back down to the base. No, I'm kidding.
I like that.
Quarter-inch tops.
Hi, everyone listening on Google Podcasts, and a very happy National Biscuit Day. Now, you guys know that I normally like Popeyes, and Popeyes has a special today. With any purchase, you get a free biscuit and small drink. Here's my problem. A small drink? I got to eat the whole biscuit, Popeyes. I need at least a gallon of sweet tea to get that puppy down. But I still love you.
Dunk it in this.
A small drink? I can't. That's one bite. That's one bite of a biscuit.
No ice. Biscuit.
Danny.
Hey, everybody. Just want to give a quick shout out to my Uber driver for earlier who was playing jazz. But all of a sudden, it was hip-hop jazz. And he played a Nothing But a G Thing jazz version.
Nice.
Which was, honestly, as someone would say, fire.
Ian.
I just want to give a shout out to our Chatterbait fans. Thanks for tuning in. I'm here all week. And nothing else.
Kyle, how are you doing?
I am doing all right. I just got my second shot. My 5G is going great.
That's awesome. Any side effects so far? We got ours this week too. Our second.
I would like to rip my arm off, and my head's about 20 pounds. But other than that, I'm all right.
Oh, good. How are you guys doing with I Hate Musicals? Do you have any new episodes you want to talk about? Or
we are dropping a new episode tomorrow. I know we talked about it, teased it a little bit, but we're dropping How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying tomorrow. Lots of hate in that one. And then we just recorded our first season finale, which was Little Shop of Horrors. We recorded that last night, so that's going into editing. I would see that out in about 2-3 weeks.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's great. And Stuart.
How's it going, everybody? Happy Friday.
Mm-hmm. Well, like Stuart just said, it is Friday, which means it's time to play Dodge, the game of useless knowledge, and now your host of Dodge, the sexiest man I could have possibly ever married, Peter Aiello. And can I just say, too, Kyle is our returning champion.
So doesn't say that. I've got it on the screen. Like, there's music playing. This whole thing's happening. Welcome to Dodge. I tell you, this is just turning into such a great start to the show. Yes, it's the game of useless knowledge, Dodge, and we're here to play it tonight. We've got two fantastic teams that we're going to be playing tonight. Let's see. Who's playing? We've got the X-Lax team made up of Elizabeth, Danny, and Kyle. And we've got the Miralax team made up of Joe, Ian, and Stuart. So that's it. I mean, that's the two teams. I don't know why we're seeing everybody. Oh, this is not supposed to be. I know what I did wrong. Oh, my God, I'm just screwing everything up. You see, you guys can't see all the mistakes I'm making, but I am. Okay, so again, for anybody who's never seen this this game before, and why would you have? Dodge, it's a lot like dodgeball, except there's no actual balls involved in it, especially with this group.
Okay.
See, that's my fake Hollywood laugh. The way it works is the two teams, like I said, are X-Lax versus Miralax. Both of them help you get rid of constipation. And the X-Lax team gets the first crack. What happens is I'm going to give them a category. The category will very well not have anything to do with what the actual, it won't give you a clue basically of what the question is going to be. From the category, they're going to have to pick somebody on the other team to decide to answer the question with the hopes that they're going to get the question wrong. If that person gets the question wrong, their team gets a strike. If that person gets the question right, the team that sent them the question gets a strike. When one team gets three strikes, whoever made that third strike is out, but they're not completely out of the game. They're only out until the next person is removed from their team. If they're not brought back in, you know, they can be brought back in by somebody on their team in theory, but we'll see. I mean, you'll probably feel much better once we play. I'm sorry, I'm babbling. Okay, so we're going to get started. Again, the X-Lax team, Elizabeth, Danny, and Kyle are going to be up first. So our first category for Elizabeth is That's My Boy. That's My Boy. So, Elizabeth, who would you like to go after on the Miralax team? You got Joe, Ian, and Stuart.
I'll go with Stuart.
Okay, so Veronica is going to be reading the questions.
Okay, That's My Boy. Let's face it, if I say everyone has a favorite boy band, you all know it's true. And while most would say New Kids, Backstreet, NSYNC, or 1D, there might be some 3T fans out there just as well. If you're in that camp, then you should be able to name the fake boy band in this list of minor bands. Is it 2B3, C-Note, One Heart, or Caught in the Act?
Jeez. I've heard of zero of these.
Me too.
Definitely haven't heard of three of them.
I'm going to say Caught in the Act because that seems like kind of raunchy for a boy band name.
So is that your final answer?
Yeah, it's my final answer.
Okay, well, that is
incorrect.
I'm so sorry. The actual right answer would have been One Heart. One Heart. So Miralax has just gotten their first strike.
Wait. Did you say Miralax?
Miralax.
Yeah.
I thought we were Miramax. I'm sorry about what I did to that houseplant.
That's a good one, Joe. You really know how to get us going. Okay, so Elizabeth, you still have control of the board right now. Actually, your team has control of the board, so Danny is going to get the next crack at something. So, Danny, Here's the category. Poker, I hardly know her. So who on Miralax would you like to go after?
That's definitely an Ian question.
Ooh, yeah. Sure.
Okay, Veronica, take it away.
Okay, Ian. Some people might not realize it, but the strangest part of poker is probably not the Middle Eastern and Asian guys wearing sunglasses while they play. No, it's actually the slang used. Let me show you. I will give you the meaning of a slang term, and you tell me which one it is. This word means to make a bet out of position on the current street after closing the action by calling on the previous street. Is it fish, donk, jam, or limp?
I'm going to go with jam.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, what am I going to do, change my mind?
I don't know. Maybe you will. I don't know. Wait, hold on. Am I tipping my hand by the way I say, is that your final answer? Because I could try.
I wouldn't tell you if you were.
Sometimes you do.
Okay. I'm not giving that up.
Well, guess what, Ian?
You're fucking wrong. Sorry.
It's not. It's dunk. Dunk, apparently, is whatever the hell that was. Because and anybody who knew that, well, they're probably like degenerate gamblers.
Yeah.
Whoever knew that is deep in debt.
So that's the second strike.
But they keep dunking. Lives.
So Kyle, our returning champion, you get to pick the next person to go after based on this category, sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Okay. I'm going to go back to Stuart.
Okay, so Stuart's getting sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Oh, shit.
Here we go. Stuart. When I'm cruising down the freeway with the radio blasting, I cannot tell you how pumped I get when a song about male enhancement medication begins to play. As I'm sure that I'm not alone on this, I'm going to give you the name of a song about a sex drug, and you tell me which artist recorded it. The song is Stay Up. Is that by Paul Thorne, 88 Keys, Viagra Boys, or Revolting Cox?
Well, it's Revolting Cox.
Revolting Cox. Revolting.
I have heard of precisely zero of these bands.
Revolting Cox is a very good group.
They're old school.
I hate getting music questions. What's the? Can you read the names of the groups again?
Sure, why not?
I'll be the Paul Thorne, 88 Keys, Viagra Boys, or Revolting Cox.
I'm gonna go with Paul Thorne because it sounds like it's one guy, and I feel like writing a song about not being able to keep your dick hard isn't something you want to do with your friends.
Well, Stuart, it's interesting that you answered it that way because you're actually wrong. But 88 Keys recorded that song with, strangely enough, Kanye West.
Kanye.
In 2009. So that means that Miralax just got their third strike. And just like that, you've actually been thrown out. Well, you got the third strike, so you're out for the moment, Stuart.
Oh, God.
But that does not mean that you're out of the game. It just means that you're out for now. So what happens is, just so we understand again, since it was Kyle that got you last, if your team gets Kyle next as their out person, then you come back into the game. So for the two Miralax people left, if you want to get Stuart back, you got to get rid of Kyle. And I would think you'd probably want to get rid of Kyle anyway because he is the biggest threat.
Yes.
Okay, so Stuart,
target.
You're out for now. If you want to stay on screen, you're more than welcome to.
I will.
Okay, so we're back to Elizabeth. You guys are running the table right now. So, but that does mean that we're back to zero strikes again for both teams. So, Elizabeth, you got Joe, you got Ian, mm-hmm. and your category is furry friends.
I'll go with Ian.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, furry friends. I know what you're thinking. None of the male cast members of the show Friends had long furry hair. Yeah, that's true, but the ladies of Friends did a lot of dating during the series, and some of those guys would not have been able to be in the military with their hair as long as it was.
hippies.
Knowing that, I'm going to give you the name of one of the guys either Rachel, Phoebe, or Monica dated who had a bit of a mop top. And you tell me which friend dated him. Roger. Was it Rachel, Phoebe, or Monica? Now, can I do the description of who Roger was?
No, because you'll give it away.
Okay.
I just have to know who fucking Roger is from Friends.
No, who dated Roger?
If you watch Friends, you should know. I mean, it's.
I'm going to go Monica. Monica.
It's like it's on one episode.
I'm going with Monica.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Well,
that's sorry, not that's it.
Correct. Kyle, who was it?
Phoebe.
Phoebe.
Which one was Roger?
Roger is a psychiatrist, and I believe the episode is the one with the boobies.
That is the episode. Yes. Wow. And what was funny about Roger is because he was a psychologist, he told Chandler that he thought Chandler's parents were going to get divorced, and he said that that Ross probably married a lesbian knowingly because he knew it would make his sister feel better about herself. Wow. So nobody liked him. So that wow. is the first strike for the second time for the Miralax people. And Danny, it's your turn. You guys are just mowing them down. I hope you Miralax guys take a stand here, pick it up. Come on, you got to fight.
Shit in the bed.
Miralax is shit in the bed. Okay, so Danny, your category to go after somebody with is the long and winding road.
Let's stick with Dean.
Okay.
I know it ain't Beatles either. This is gonna suck. All right.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Here's your question. The long and winding road, and by that I mean the U.S. interstate highway system, of course, because they are long and winding roads. How about a question about them? The longest interstate road in America is one of the following. Tell me which one it is. Is it the I-95, the I-80, the I-90, or I-10?
I'm going to go with I-95.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, it is.
Why, Ian? Incorrect.
Isn't it the 10?
Crushing.
It's the I-90, which 90. Travels 3,020.54 miles. So over 3,000 miles.
From where?
Boston and Seattle.
I know. Thank you. I know it ends in Seattle. I've driven.
Yeah, so you should have won that considering that you're from right? there.
Pete, the I-95 is the one in New York, right?
Five goes north south and zeros go east west. So if it's got a zero in the end, it's east west. If it's a five, it goes north south.
Yep. I learned something new today. Thanks.
The more you know.
That's true for all like even odd numbers.
Knowing is half the battle.
Well, clearly knowing has been half the problem for the
Miralax. I'm losing the battle today.
Here we go, Miralax. And remember, I hate to say this, but this is also potentially a strikeout question for you guys again. So, Kyle, you have Joe and Ian to pick from, and the category is, sure, but what about South Pacific?
We haven't picked on Joe yet, so Joe, go for it.
Okay,
Joe. I guess for you theater nerds, nerd types, Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein were kind of like what Batman or Spider-Man are for comic book nerds, or RuPaul is for people who watch VH1. Yes, they created timeless musicals like Oklahoma, Sound of Music, The King and I, and South Pacific, but they also created a few clunkers as well. With that said, I'm going to name four musicals, three of which are lesser Rodgers and Hammerstein creations. You tell me which one is not by them. Is it Allegro, Me and Juliet, Pipe Dreams, or Song of the Flame?
By Joe. It was nice working with you.
If you want me to repeat them, I'll repeat them for you.
No.
You want to make up a name?
No, I'm going through them in my head here.
He's got a strategy.
It's in his memory palace.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to go with pipe dreams.
Is that your final answer, Joe?
Yes.
Well, Joe, it's continuing.
No,
you're
sorry.
Wrong. I'm sorry. Actually, wait, hold on. Kyle, do you know which one it was?
Song of the Flame is Gershwin.
Song of the Flame is Gershwin. Wow. Somebody make it rid of Kyle.
Has anybody gotten a question right?
No, not on your team.
No.
Stuart,
I'm the only one answering questions.
You're officially eliminated.
I know.
Actually, you know what? You're not. Because, wait, actually, no, you are. No. Because Kyle got both of you out. So, yes, you are.
Well, they stack. Ah.
Or, you know what? Actually, you know what? Let's make this a little more interesting. No.
Why do you mean make this a little more interesting?
Wait, you know what, Peter?
I have one question. I have one question.
I'm going to be out in 10 minutes. It doesn't matter.
Thanks.
I got
this
two.
Is getting better.
It was just strategy, Joe.
How about... Okay, so I'm sorry, Stuart, you're officially out of the game. But stay, because it's fun. We like having you.
I mean, now they're just going to gang up on Ian, so...
Well, they have to.
They don't have a
choice. There's only four of us. Are we... Is it down to, like, just...
No, we're going to keep going.
They're just going
to take turns reaming me.
Ian, yes.
Okay, everybody so, lube up. Here we go.
This is like that scene in Dodgeball where I gotta go get angry.
I'm gonna go. Can you give me a second? I need to go get a belt to bite on.
So, Elizabeth, here's the category you're giving to Ian.
Okay.
Notoriously B.I.G.
Okay. Ian,
this one I might know.
Sure, we like it when people we idolize are in the kind of physical condition that makes us feel really bad about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, every so often a celebrity slips through the crack, or in this case, pushes and shoves themselves through the crack that happen to have a little more meat on their bones. To that end, I'm going to give you four overweight celebrities, and you tell me who was the heaviest.
Ooh.
Was it Orson Welles, Al Roker, This Is Us is Chrissy Metz, or Roseanne Barr?
Let me ask you, the highest weight?
I'm going to explain. This is going to be who, not what their weight is now, who at some point had the highest weight of
all
four people.
Of all four of them.
They're heaviest. I'm going to go with Orson Welles.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Oh, guess what?
No,
sorry.
Wrong.
Really?
Actually, Roseanne Barr tipped the scales at 350 pounds, barely beating out Al Roker, who was at 346 at his heaviest.
Oh, wow.
Late '90s. Mm-hmm.
Orson Welles' highest actual weight that people knew about was 303.
Oh, they knew about.
They knew about.
I don't know. Orson Welles was kind of tall.
I challenge. He was big.
I'm sorry, but we're going by what the document.
That's fine. Who's next? Who's
okay? So
the train's rolling. Let's go,
Danny. You know what, Ian? I have a good feeling about this next question.
Do you? I sure don't.
What am I giving Ian?
Yeah, you're going to be giving I can mash potato to Ian.
Okay, so who are you challenging?
Ian.
Oh, okay. See, I gave you a shot, Ian.
There's nobody else to challenge. It's all.
Okay.
Okay.
So here's your question, Ian.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm a huge fan of the classic film Dirty Dancing. I love Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey together. The music, the romance, the drama, the realistic portrayal of illegal abortions during the 1960s in the Catskill Mountains. Most of all, though, I loved the dancing. Since I know that you did as well, I'm going to give you four dance styles. Three came from the 1960s, around the time Dirty Dancing was supposed to be filmed, and one did not. Tell me which one that is. Okay. Was it the Chicken Walk, the Freddy, the Penguin, or the Martian Hop?
God, Jesus Christ. Could you repeat that nonsense one more time?
Absolutely. Was it the Chicken Walk, the Freddy, the Penguin, or the Martian Hop?
Let me go with the Chicken Walk.
Is that your final answer?
You think it out a little bit for a second.
Why do I think it out? This isn't. Who wants to be a millionaire? There's no reason talking through this. Here's what my reasoning is. It's the only one that doesn't sound totally fucking insane. So I'm going to go with Chicken Walk. Final answer.
That's not it.
The penguin was a dance craze that came out in 1971. So that's
great.
But look at all the stuff you're learning today, Ian.
Oh my God, so many wonderful
this
things.
This is an educational episode for all of us.
This is all just right back out.
That's your third. So that's your second strike. So you still have a chance. You're still not out. But here comes the killer to go after you too. Wow, everybody should be mad at Kyle because he seems to be the
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Kyle.
No, Peter.
No, is to put all these impossible questions out there, and he just happens to be the third one.
Yeah.
He just happens to be the third one.
It could have been any of us. It could have been any of us.
Crazy, idiotic questions that I only get one of.
We have now nine questions.
I haven't even gotten to try and answer one.
The law of averages said you'd have gotten one question right out of nine. Come on, like
yes. Just, so it's just pure unlucky variance.
Yeah, that's
it's
it.
Not unlucky variance. It's
this,
bullshit.
This question,
yeah.
This question, Kyle. I'm almost afraid to give you this question because I think Ian's going to get it right away. I think he is.
Oh, no.
So this next question comes from the category From the Crown.
Okay, From the Crown. Celebrities are like royalty that didn't have any connection to Queen Elizabeth's lady parts. That being said, some celebrities have been given royal titles by Queen Elizabeth. I'm going to give you four famous people, and you tell me which one the Queen hasn't gotten around to royalizing. Is it Keira Knightley, Benedict Cumberbatch, Angelina Jolie, or Gary Oldman?
Oh God! This is I don't even want to answer because I feel like I'm just gonna.
This
fuck
one's
it
obvious.
Up. I'm gonna go with Keira Knightley.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
This is gonna be such a lame game.
Incorrect.
That's no, really.
It's Angelina Jolie. She's
no,
only
it's
one
not
British.
Actually.
No.
It's Gary Oldman.
You don't have to be a citizen of the crown.
You can't get
a knighthood, but you can get another royal,
like a title or something.
Title.
That was the one I threw out right away.
Yeah, I could have sworn Gary Oldman got a title.
That's the big deal is that Gary Oldman.
So Angelina Jolie got a title over Gary Oldman.
Yes, she did.
Right,
what title?
She has, I don't know what it is.
Because, you know, it's probably because Gary played Sid Vicious.
There actually was an article about
he
it.
He played, Churchill, so they forgive and forget.
Yeah, there was an article in the London Times last December about why Gary Oldman still hasn't been recognized by the Queen for anything. So that's why. I mean, you know, unless something happened in the last few months that I missed.
No.
But okay, that puts
he
us
is
in
an honorary lady.
So since we're at this weird place because we basically beat one whole team out of the game already, what I'm thinking is then why don't we make it every person for themselves for the last three people, and you each have three strikes to be knocked out on. So,
Thunderdome.
Oh wow! So they get questions now. How exciting!
Okay.
I think as a general rule, these questions need to be easier because if nobody on one team gets them right, that's the game designer's fault.
I would have got the interstate question right, just so you know. I would have got the interstate question right.
That was purely a strategy choice because, you know.
Peter works hard.
I got one question.
Thank you.
Oh, name, which one of these obscure musicals that you've never seen? Good Lord, I fucking seen The Pajama Game. So, like, don't tell me I don't know musicals.
Is that obscure?
Okay,
I mean, Harry Connick Jr. did a revival, so.
It is now. Who's doing a revival of that? Someone should do a revival Pajama Game, actually. But
they did.
Okay, so we're down to
Quentin Tarantino. Quentin Tarantino's Pajama Game. I'd see that movie.
So now we're down to Elizabeth, Danny, and Kyle. So the way it's going to work is you each have three strikes until you're out of the game. And the thing is, whoever gets the third strike actually or gets knocked out is not in the finals because we're down to the people who would be in the finals. So Elizabeth, you're going to get to go first. The category is not as good as the book. So who do you want to go after? Danny?
I still pick someone else from
yes,
the,
you do.
My, oh, okay. I'll go after Danny.
Okay, so Danny, your category is not as good as the book.
Let's face it. Not every social media site is as good as Facebook. In fact, some might even say, in fact, some might not even be as good as MySpace was. Truth is, there's a lot of social media sites that you've never heard of. Let's hope for the sake of this question, you did by chance hear of three of these sites. Since I'm going to name four websites, but only three are actual real social media sites. Okay, which one is not? Is it Badoo, Elftown, Chin Chin, or Bevo? Bevo.
Chin Chin, final answer?
That's your final answer?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't been able to hit this button all night.
Correct.
Oh, no. Oh, and I got a strike then. Damn.
So Elizabeth got her first strike. Mm-hmm. And that means...
A fact about that. So in France, Italy, and Britain, Chin Chin means cheers. In America, it definitely doesn't mean a social media site. So,
want to throw that out there. Learning so much.
So, Danny, you just hit Elizabeth her first strike. So here's your category. Just like Caitlin. So do you want to go after Kyle or Elizabeth?
Why not? You got to go big, right? Let's go after Kyle.
Ooh, okay. So here's this is a good one, Kyle. I think you're going to like this one.
So there are very few people like Caitlyn Jenner, the 1976 men's decathlon Olympic gold medalist and former star of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Although most celebrities can't pole jump or spend long periods of time with a Kardashian, some have been like Caitlyn in that their actions have resulted in the death of another human being.
Holy shit. I was wondering where this one was going. Okay.
With that in mind, I'm going to give you four celebrities, only one which was implicated in the death of someone just like Caitlyn. Tell me which one it was. Was it Ethan Hawke, Brandi Norwood, Sean Astin, or Johnny Knoxville?
I don't think it was Sean Astin. I don't think it was Ethan Hawke. Who are my other two?
Brandi Norwood or Johnny Knoxville?
Johnny Knoxville seems like the easy answer.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it now. Brandi. Brandi got into some shit, didn't she? I'm going to go with Brandi.
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
Correct. That's correct. She actually was involved in a multi-car freeway pileup that resulted in one person's death. And bystanders said she got out of her car and kept saying, "I should have stopped sooner." So she did actually cause somebody's death.
Who's this Brandi person?
Brandi, you know, the
singer. Oh, sitting up in my room,
child.
Young man. Oh,
that's what that is? Brandi the singer?
Brandi, yeah.
Baby. Yeah. This is the Cinderella with Whitney Houston that everyone freaked out about a couple months ago. Like me, I was super funny.
Is that song, The Boy Is Mine?
Yeah. And her brother caused the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Right.
In fact, Caitlyn might never have killed someone.
If it wasn't for somebody else,
right?
Yeah, there you go. Like, this is just it's a terrible web we weave. Okay, so Kyle, you're now on the board. You both Elizabeth and Danny have one strike each. The next category is you're my best friend. So, who do you want to give that to?
Oh, Elizabeth's got me before, so I'm going to go to Danny.
Okay.
Okay, Danny, you're my best friend.
Oh, thank you.
Don't take her seriously, though. She likes you, but not just as a friend.
Who can argue that a dog is man's best friend, except for maybe a few TV families who have dogs that have become part of the misery that is the life of the show's characters? Sorry, I just completely... Okay, lost my space. Okay, sorry. Well, tonight, let's see how well you can fetch the name of the show that a dog came from.
You get it? I'm going to...
What?
You get it? Fetch.
I'm going to give you the name of a TV pet, and you tell me which show they were on. So the pet's name is Murray. Is he from Frasier, Murphy Brown, Mad About You, or Eight Simple Rules?
I actually fucking know this one. Jeez.
Murray. Can you repeat them just one more time?
Absolutely. Is he from Frasier, Murphy Brown, Mad About You, or Eight Simple Rules?
Frasier, final answer.
Okay, well, that actually is incorrect. Frasier's dog's name was Eddie.
Eddie.
Murray was from
Mad About You.
It was Mad About You. Damn it.
Frasier's name was Eddie Spaghetti because he has worms. That's true.
Okay. Yeah. So, Kyle, this is a big decision you have to make right now because you could take Danny out right now and be going head-to-head versus Elizabeth in the finals. Or you could try your hand at getting to Elizabeth.
Wait, don't I get to assign the next question?
Oh, no, yes. I start that one today.
He controls the board till he loses.
Oh.
Yeah, so the category is back in its cocaine days.
Oh. Elizabeth.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to face me like a man in the finals. I see it.
I want to give everyone a fair chance.
Okay, Elizabeth. Your category is back in its cocaine days.
Woo!
Okay, so as you all know, people used to love Coca-Cola for more than its crisp, refreshing taste. Because in its early days, Coke had Coke in it. And by that, I mean cocaine. Now, clearly, back at the turn of the century, you couldn't put up a slogan like, have a Coke and a mind-numbing experience. So the advertisers had to come up with a different catchphrase to get people to drink Coke over Moxie Cola. Here are four actual catchphrases for a soft drink, three of which are early Coca-Cola campaigns. Tell me which one is not.
Okay.
Is it ice cold sunshine, around the corner from everywhere, times may change, but great taste lives on forever, or the great national temperance?
Could you kindly repeat those?
Yes. Is it ice cold sunshine, around the corner from everywhere, times may change, but great taste lives on forever, or the great national temperance?
Around the corner from everywhere does not feel like a Coca-Cola slogan, so I will go with that.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That's not it.
Nah, darn.
So the actual answer was oh my god, the dog's about to start barking. Just ignore it when it happens. The actual correct answer was, or incorrect answer would have been, times may change, because that was a Breyers soda commercial or catchphrase from the 1940s.
I should have got, yeah, that one felt too current. So
okay, so that's your second strike. Mm-hmm. So okay, Kyle, now you're in the most enviable position.
Oh no,
taking him off.
Now remember this is something I would keep in mind, Kyle. Whoever you go after right now is probably gonna be pretty pissed if they get the answer right, and probably gonna go after you horribly. So yep. So this might be the time when you want to ask somebody that you think has no shot of answering it correctly. Okay, so the category is just in time.
I have a hunch it might have to do with Bieber, so I'm going to go with Danny.
Oh.
Okay.
That choice of it has to do with Bieber.
Big, yeah.
Big. Oh, no.
Just in time. Okay, oh, no. Danny, here's your question. Any other game show would ask contestants to answer something lame like what celebrities are named Justin. That's where we differ. Instead of celebrities named Justin, we want to see who can name a celebrity with the middle name Justin. I'm going to give you four celebs. You tell me which is actually middle named Justin. Is it Eddie Vedder, Sean Penn, Justin Theroux, or Dylan McDermott?
Now let me clarify something.
This one.
Justin Thoreau might not actually be his first name.
Justin.
So just putting it out there. So you got Eddie Vedder, Sean Penn, Justin Thoreau, and Dylan McDermott. One of them, their middle name is Justin.
I actually know this one.
Come on, Danny. You got this.
You do? Wow.
I'm not sure I know, but I'm now doing that thing where you test out the kid's like middle name, you know, like saying their full name.
So are you saying Edward Justin Vedder?
Edward Justin Vedder. Sean Justin Penn.
Skip Justin Thoreau.
William Justin Thoreau, I'm guessing. You don't know who's the last guy? I don't remember.
Did he either froze or he's having a stroke?
He's a little balding.
Yeah.
Harder than those DaBaby questions, right, Danny? Huh?
I'd like to take DaBaby for $500, please.
He's cheating.
One more time, please.
Is it Eddie Vedder, Sean Penn, Justin Thoreau, or Dylan McDermott?
Doesn't sound. I'm only between two and.
Tell us your thoughts. What are the two you're thinking?
Fill the air.
I don't want to put that out there because it's always a, for some reason, taboo when it's actually Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. So, and you play mind games. So, let me. I'm giving you. That's actually a compliment. Got it. I'm gonna say Sean Penn.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Ooh, Danny. That's
brilliant.
You got it right. So you just
did. Can I just ask how did you get to that choice? Like, why did you choose him?
What? I think Justin Thoreau, no. I didn't think it was him. Dylan Justin just doesn't sound right. And it was between, you know, Eddie Vedder and Sean Penn. And I just thought Sean Justin sounded better.
Okay. Well, so did his parents.
That's a good way to look at it. So you've given Kyle his first strike. So, Danny, you've got two strikes. Elizabeth's got two strikes. So remember, whoever you go after right now, if they get it right, you've basically been knocked out of the game by them. So,
yeah. So
the category is going to be American English. So. You have to pick the person you think's got the least chance of getting it right, not the person you want to face to not face in the finals.
And what is American English about?
I can tell you. That's
I thought I'd try at least.
Yeah, you
almost catch it.
But I won't screw that rule up.
And my mouth feels dry just by looking at those biscuits. I'm such a fan of Survivor, and you got to make big moves. So I'm sticking with Kyle.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. So you didn't want to go for the knockout on Elizabeth.
Thanks.
Okay. Kyle, you know, with the category, I don't know. I think Elizabeth would have gotten it right.
Kyle, your category is American English.
All right.
Okay, Kyle. Boy, does it boil my toast when British actors play American in
boil my toast.
It's like saying that Ryan Phillippe, Luke Wilson, and Rob Schneider just weren't good enough, even though we know that's ridiculously false. I'm going to give you four Brits, three of which thought they could play an American better than Vince Vaughn. Yeah, right. Tell me which one was smart enough not to do it. Was it Michael Caine, Joseph Fiennes, Keira Knightley, or Olivia Colman?
Oh, I know one. It's not immediately. So it's who hasn't tried to play an American?
Who has not played an American in a movie?
Let me know if you want to repeat the names.
Yeah, give me the names again.
It's Michael Caine, Joseph Fiennes, Keira Knightley, or Olivia Colman.
Oh, man. This is a good pick, Danny. I'm going to go with Olivia Colman.
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
Well, Kyle, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you just left Danny out of the game. Because Olivia Colman did not dare the American on screen.
Michael Caine has, Keira Knightley has. I wasn't sure.
That's the only one that I would have gotten right.
Handmaid's Tale.
I figured Michael.
Yeah, Caine Joseph Fiennes is American in Handmaid's Tale.
I can't see Michael Caine playing an American, so
In my head it was down to those two, but then I thought really hard and I was like, I can't think of Olivia Colman doing anything. Well,
the Michael Caine answer is actually a trick question because it was in Cider House Rules where he plays was it New England American?
Yeah, much less.
He might have had a little bit of a British accent.
Kings of New England.
Or he was just really bad at it.
My brother always laughed at that movie title because he was like, just in my head, I read it as the Cider House Rules.
So sadly, that means that Danny, you're out. And we're going into our final category. So this is what we're going to do. Kyle, since you're the returning champion, I'm going to put you into the waiting area. And we're going to let Elizabeth go first in the speed round. So hang on. I'm going to take you out of this.
I haven't been in a final in ages.
Elizabeth, have you gotten a question right today?
I don't think I have. And also, fuck you.
No, I don't think I have.
How dare you?
First of all, how dare you, young man?
Mister out of the game. Okay, so Kyle is now in the waiting area. He cannot see what's going on. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock for you, Elizabeth. The category you're going to do for tonight is Good Day, eh? You betcha. So, Veronica,
do you want me to keep score, Pete, or are you going to keep score?
You can, and I can. We'll both, and hopefully we'll both get it right. I still think you kept bad score on the...
You keep score. Okay, so the category is Good Day, eh? You betcha. Seriously, I can't be the only one who can't tell the difference between people from Minnesota and Canada, right? Well, one of our two finalists is a little better than I am at distinguishing between the state that gave us Prince and the Mary Tyler Moore Show and Canada, which gave us Canada. I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Okay. When you're ready to start, I will give you a name. If you think that person is from Minnesota, you'll say, you betcha. If you think they're from Canada, you'll say, good day, eh?
Okay.
Pretty simple, right?
Okay, tell me when to start.
Okay, as soon as you say, say it again, because I was talking over you.
Oh, sorry. Go for it.
Okay, Chris Pratt.
You betcha.
Michael Cera.
A good day, eh?
Jessica Biel.
You betcha.
Sarah Chalk.
Good day, eh?
Nathan Fillion.
Good day, eh?
Hayden Christensen.
Good day, eh? That's Australian.
Winona Ryder.
You betcha.
Shawn Mendes.
Good day, eh?
Elisha Cuthbert.
Good day, eh?
That's it.
Okay.
So we're going to bring Kyle back now. We're going to bring Kyle back. This is very exciting. Okay, so here comes Kyle. At some point, he'll come back.
Hey.
Oh, hello.
Okay, Kyle. So the category is good day.
Hold on, I gotta bring Kyle back in. I technically did not bring him back in. Okay, so hold on. Give me 1 second. It's a lot of maneuvering going on in this experience. And there he is. Okay, Kyle's back now. Okay.
Okay, Kyle. So the final category is good day, eh? You betcha. Seriously, I can't be the only one who can't tell the difference between people from Minnesota and Canada, right? Well, hopefully one of our two finalists is a little better than I am at distinguishing between the state that gave us Prince and the Mary Tyler Moore Show and Canada, which gave us Canada. I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock. When you're ready to start, I will give you a name. If you think that person is from Minnesota, you'll say, you betcha. If you think they're from Canada, you'll say, good day, eh? So whenever you're ready.
So Minnesota is you betcha, and Canada is good day. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you ready?
No, but yes.
Okay.
Okay, and here we go.
Chris Pratt.
You betcha.
Michael Cera.
Good day, eh?
Jessica Biel.
Good day, eh?
Sarah Chalk.
You betcha.
Nathan Fillion.
Good day, eh?
Hayden Christensen.
Good day, eh?
Winona Ryder.
You betcha.
Shawn Mendes.
Good day, eh?
Elisha Cuthbert.
You betcha.
That's the last question.
Oh, okay. God, I have no idea.
This is very exciting because something happened tonight that has never happened.
Oh, did we tie? Did we tie?
No. We do have a winner. What's amazing is that this is the first time one of our contestants has gotten every question that they were asked right. Mm. It's never, ever happened before in the final round. And so with 9 correct questions, our winner tonight is Elizabeth.
Yay!
You've dethroned our champion, Kyle.
Get out of here.
Okay,
I had her same answers.
Oh, you made up for all the questions you didn't get right.
I came in strong.
You
punk. Not how you start, it's how you end.
Faith Stewart.
So I can't even remember who all was on the list of.
You got every one of them right. I mean, Kyle tripped up on a couple of them. He had a couple of good days and a couple of you betches in the wrong places.
Yeah.
But
I'm confident on like two of those.
It's strange because you both got to the same last answer. So
In
theory, you both could have tied if he'd gotten all the questions right. But you gave him a challenge today and he was not up for it.
I was confident on like four or five for sure. And then it was...
Well, you know, I know Alicia Cuthbert on the end was like a wild card for most of y'all, but she's like, she goes through NHL hockey players like Kardashians go through NBA players.
Fair.
So that's how you'd kind of know. That's a giveaway right there.
Yeah, she's Canadian, right? Is that what I said?
Yeah.
I'm not aware of this.
And then I knew Winona Ryder was born in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I knew Nathan Fillion, Hayden Christensen, and Michael Cera.
Yep.
Chris Pratt tricked me up because he used to live in Hawaii, and so then I couldn't remember if he had like secretly been Canadian this whole time. I was like, nah, he's so American, though. He's got to be, born in Minnesota.
Damn secret Canadians.
Man, you never know. Hey, I'm a quarter secret Canadian, my grandpa. That's kind of stuck in, but not quite. He snuck in for like a day and then joined the Navy.
Oh, but that is our game. So very good game on everybody's part, except for the game.
This was fun. Kyle, your knowledge of pop culture amazes me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who wants to be a millionaire, I'm calling you.
Oh, no. Okay.
But thank you again for joining us. And for those that are watching or listening, follow the I Hate Musicals podcast. And hopefully we'll see you back the next time we do Dodge. So that is our show for tonight. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you back here on Monday at 6 p.m. Have a great weekend, everyone, and stay safe. Bye.
You betcha.